Time to check out all the latest in the AFL for Wideline Windows and Doors. Anytime is the right time to take a closer look at Wideline's three showrooms, Parramatta, Tuggerah and Broadmeadow.
Do you know coaches hate the early crow? But a former Swanee in Ty Canelli has come out and said...
Oh, what's he said?
The AFL flag is the Swans to lose.
Oh, don't say that.
It's the early crow.
Can't speak like that.
John Longmire, the coach of the Swans, joins us. G'day, John.
G'day, boys.
I can't believe Ty's done that to you, mate.
Yeah, we love Ty. He's a fantastic, really popular ex-player. He's got a good headline.
Yeah, long way to go, mate. But geez, it was pretty good last weekend.
Yeah, we played really well on Friday against a team that had been two games clear on top of the ladder, and most of our players have been in pretty good form, which is terrific to see.
Yeah, it was home ground advantage. There was a good crowd there, but you still had to put it together, mate. So that was a great test. You needed that test, I think.
Yeah, well, look, we'd had the Hawthorn the week before at the MCG, and you get tested every week, but to play against North Melbourne, they're obviously a really strong team, and we thought our midfield battle was important in the overall result, and it was great to have our noses in front of the end.
A couple of games back for Gary Rowan, how good's he been?
Yeah, he's been super. I mean, we missed him at the start of the year. He's just lightning quick, and he puts enormous pressure on the opposition defenders. And it's great to have him back in the team.
Teddy Richards is out for a couple of weeks, mate. This concussion is a bit of a trouble for him.
Yeah, look, he got a scan last week and got the all clear from that, but he was still not quite 100% yesterday. Yeah. So the doctors made the decision to make an early call on him and rule him out. He's feeling better every day, but just not quite right at the moment.
The pieces all seem to be so good for you at the moment, John. Is it just now about keeping that attitude right, going hard at the ball?
Yeah, it's pretty simple. We need to keep the pressure on every week. We know it can change really quickly. It's just got a habit, this game, of changing really quickly. So we need to be putting pressure on the opposition every week. We go to Gold Coast this week and they probably get 6 or 7 players back in the senior team. Right. So we need to make sure we keep the pressure on.
Is Buddy a different player or person this year after his break at the back end of last year? Is he the same Buddy, or do you sense a more calmness, more stable Buddy?
Look, he was able to work through some challenges that he had at the end of last year, and obviously that's been well documented, but he came back in terrific condition both physically and mentally, and he had a great pre-season and did much more training than he's ever done before with us. And I think that set him up for a really consistent year. He's been terrific every week for us. Mm. So, I'm looking at just the fact that he's done a lot more training than he's ever done before, and I think that's a real bonus.
Yeah, and I think, too, the admission that he's got some demons there, too, John, probably has helped him.
Yeah, it's not an easy thing to do.
No, that's right.
There's no question when you're a high-profile athlete and to come out and do that is really tough, but he's been able to work through that, and it's actually really good that he's been able to talk about it, particularly internally, hopefully that's really helped him.
All right, mate, if you look at the Suns, this will be Saturday night up there. Dangerous game. I mean, Richmond, you should have probably beaten them. They're a bit of a bogey side, but they got you by 1 point, I think it was. So they've lost 7 in a row, the Gold Coast. How do you take them on?
Well, they'll have they'll have probably a lot different team this week with 6 or 7 additions to their team. So to get a bit of a handle on them will be a bit of a challenge as far as who will play this week. Gary Ablett's back in pretty good form from the weekend. So, we'll be up there as we always do, trying to have our best pressure game on the opposition, and nothing will change this week.
Mate, when you're playing North Melbourne, who are undefeated, I guess you know the boys' attitude and the motivation is there. Do you worry as a coach when you sort of play a team like the Gold Coast who, you're expected to sort of win and win easily?
We're really fortunate. We've got a terrific group of leaders and experienced players, and they're the ones that really lead the charge week in, week out. So you rely heavily upon them to make sure any week that our mental application is where it should be, and as we did last week and as we'll do this week. They have a big say in the result, so we rely upon them.
John, thanks for your time, mate. It's great to see you guys in such good form. It was a terrific win over North Melbourne.
Join us, thanks, guys.